section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from Candu, North Dakota, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Blake's trip to the Wisconsin Dells, IBWIP News Bulletin, What's Up in East Smoke, Cause I Said So, Stay in Character, and How to Break Your New Year's Resolutions with your co-hosts, The Voice, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Good evening, gentlemen, women, scholars. Hey, you know, gas is $1.80-something.
It's, I think, $1.95 where I'm from.
Where you're from?
Where I'm from.
We're dating this episode. We want these to be timeless.
Right.
And you can listen to them at any time.
I'm just, it's almost like I was in high school.
I did. I filled up on the way here, and I think it was like $25. It was ridiculous.
I don't know. It's great stuff. All right, folks, here we go. Tonight, we have, oh, God, it's so exciting, I don't even know what to do about it. That's how exciting it is. And when I say it's exciting, I mean it's exciting. We're on episode 173 of A Burn Zone IP. I'm your co-host, the podcasting guy. I'm the co-host. Am I the host or the co-host?
I thought you were the host.
I thought so too, I guess not.
Something happened in the new year. You got demoted.
Yeah, exactly. All right, first, let's get started by introducing my right-hand man. He is in dire need of a haircut intervention. Welcome to the show, Locks of Love, Jason.
Don't be hating on my follicle fondness.
It's driving me up the wall.
The ladies still love it.
It's out of hand.
That's out of hair.
No pun intended. All right. And now, our guest host for this episode is none other than the king of callbacks, hey. The one and only, the voice, Dustin.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy New Year, everybody.
I'll give you the same cheer. I hope you don't mind it was the same cheer as the other one.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. What have you been doing today, buddy?
Working. You know, we got our big first snow of the day,
so it was
pretty quiet at the store, but I had an interesting first customer of the day.
What time do you open?
We open at 10.
Shit! And what?
Did you vape the wrong hole?
No, I sneezed with a little bit of beer that burned. Oh, my nose.
Oh, boy.
That's unfortunate.
Probably going to die now.
That'll wake you up.
God, somebody else is going to have to do all this because
no one else is going
to
do it.
Nobody wants to do it? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Dustin. You were at work frolicking with nothing to do.
The first customer of the day was an older gentleman came in to buy some porn because, you know, that's what you do at 10 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. right?
Your day off.
On a Monday.
Sure.
And
on a Monday, I got a boner.
He was back there, and I kept hearing, like, it sounded like he kept dropping the DVDs every so often.
Can you not see back there?
I can, but I don't like standing there with my arms crossed watching the guy look at all the porn.
Just put them in your back pockets and thrust your hip forward.
Yeah, I just I feel like they can kind of just browse on their own. But
feel free to frolic by yourself.
Yeah, it sounded like he kept dropping shit. And then he finally came up to the register, and I realized why. He kind of had, I think, maybe mild Parkinson's, and he kind of had the shakes as he handed me the money, and my first thought was, I wonder if that makes his masturbating more exciting.
I would think it would make it easier.
Yeah.
It would be a lot less difficult, because if you're sitting there shaking, you don't really have anything
exactly.
to do.
Did he have a cane?
No.
Did he have glasses?
No.
Was he related to Jason somehow?
Was he me?
I know that was a callback, but it didn't work very well.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, these are the thoughts I have that keep me from being a good Christian boy, I guess.
It's a tough racket. I don't have the ability to do that.
But hopefully he enjoyed his DVD, regardless.
Does he not have the internet? Because I'm thinking...
I don't know. I'll take the money.
I jerk off for free every single day, and this poor old man with Parkinson's is paying money for it.
Well, I don't think he's paying some... Well, maybe he is paying somebody to do it for him.
Do you feel bad taking his money like that when you could say, hey, old man, you can get it for free on a different place? No?
He's got to stay in business.
Yeah, exactly.
But I agree with Blake. I don't understand. I was reading something on Reddit earlier. They have a TIFU, Today I Fucked Up. And then they tell you like in a sentence what you did, and then you click on it and find out. And someone was saying that they had downloaded their porn stash into their teacher's computer. And I was like, who has a stash on their right. computer. It's just, it's all, you stream it. It's all free.
It's all streaming.
Yeah. Why would you hold on to anything?
And how do
like
you
that?
Put that on your teacher's computer?
I didn't read into it. I just read the first line.
That's weird.
I read the first line of all my news. I don't get
yeah,
it.
That's, yeah. That, that explains a lot of the segments on this show.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
He's called us out.
Hey, bazinga. Well, I was lucky enough over the holiday break to go to the state which we all should be proud to be near, the state of Wisconsin.
It's a good state.
Yeah, it's cold. I like it. It's cold. But me and Molly consider it our second home because we go there.
It's very pretty up there in the winter.
Yes, we go there quite a bit. We went, and this time we didn't go hang out with Shannon. Well, actually we did, but we didn't go to Shannon's house. We went straight up to Wisconsin Dells. Have you ever been up to Wisconsin Dells?
Is that where the farmer in the dell?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the farmer in the dell.
Is that it?
Hi-ho.
Is that it? Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's that's where the hi-ho the Dario is.
The cheese stands alone?
The cheese stands alone every single time.
Because it's Wisconsin.
Right, exactly.
It does make sense.
So we went to Wisconsin Dells. We took the kids to the water park, Wilderness Resort. They love to go swimming and do water slides indoors in the middle of wintertime.
It is kind of giving the middle finger to nature, right?
It's fuck you, nature boy. So
leave Ric Flair out of this, yeah, please.
But so
it's a legend.
I have a plethora of stories. Which
let's
one
start with the first story.
Yeah, start at the top, work your
okay.
way down. That's
first
usually.
Story. So you know the nail that was disfigured this summer.
Your toenail that was you had like the trailer dropped.
Oh yeah,
on.
The Instagram post that.
It shocked
me
the world.
The cringe.
It made yeah. a lot of people throw up.
Instagram well, posts heard around the world.
Well, that toenail has been black and gross, but not falling off.
You left it in the hotel in Wisconsin for the maid to find.
Went down the slide, and they said, hold on, wait till it gets to the bottom. All right, now you can go.
Well, I think all that being in the pool had something to do with it. But Molly wanted a soda, so I walked. Walked out and walked over to the vending machine, and of course, the one on my floor was broke.
And the vending machines accept dirty toenails as currency.
It came off and looked exactly like a quarter.
This is my lucky day.
Bazinga.
We're getting free soda tonight.
Mm.
So I had to go down the stairs. Well, I'm not gonna take the elevator. That'd be like
that's
lazy.
Ridiculous.
Right, just one floor. So I went down. I walked down the stairs, got her a soda, and was coming up the corner. And I was kind of running. And I stubbed that toe on the stair. And I was in immense pain. I was like, oh, my God, my God. So I get back to the room. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, ah. You know how that you just, like, when you stub your toe, and, like, you're just like, ah. And then I went to touch the nail, and it just fell. It just fell, like, the whole brown.
I'm glad I didn't see that on Instagram,
then. The whole black part just
did you take any pictures of it? Did you do anything with it?
Yeah, I took pictures of it.
That's gonna be the site, the Facebook page profile picture.
Yeah, so the final loss of the toenail happened at the end of December at Wisconsin Dells. It was painful as hell.
Is that the tip for the maid?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You leave it under the pillow.
Well, that's the
thing. The toenail fairy comes.
So then, it was sitting there, and so then I just I got it off, and it was on the little sink basin.
Okay.
God, it was there. And so then we were getting ready to pack up and go, and Molly goes, "Are you taking this home with you?" And I'm like, "Oh no, you throw it away." Oh, it was.
Senor, you forgot your thumbnail.
Which is exactly what they all speak up there. All of the staff at the water park are either Yugoslavian, Russian, or Mexican. That's all they are up there. It's crazy.
It's been for some time, too. I remember you went last year, right? And you went up there. You had like a mellow yellow Mountain Dew debate with a Russian waitress.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And they tried to do that to me again this year. They're like, I was like, I'll take a Mountain Dew. A mellow yellow? And no. No, bitch. Mellow Yellow is not Mountain Dew.
Call her a bitch because she wants to give you a different soda.
I will send your ass back.
Mellow Yellow is better.
No, it's not.
You drink this.
You drink Mellow Yellow.
It's much better.
It rhymes. Mountain Dew does not.
Alliteration. I get it. Even in Mother Russia.
And it's funny that you brought up soda because that goes into my next story.
All right.
So, yes, you're on vacation. It's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, but we found that going out to eat is the most expensive part of it.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out why it's so expensive.
Oh, no. I don't think I want to know why.
So there's four of us, two kids and two adults, right?
They still eat on the kids' menu?
Still eat on the kids' menu.
Okay, that helps.
Where they get you is on the fucking drinks.
Yeah.
They're like $3 a piece for a fucking lemonade. So
drink water.
If you think about it, you go, you have to, let's say you eat out three times, you know, which you're going to do. Four times three is 12.
Last time I checked.
Sounds good.
Let's just say 15 because it's usually $3. So $15 times three meals is $45 a day you're spending just in lemonades and sodas.
How many days were you up there?
Two full days. But
so a virtually incalculable amount of money was spent.
Like $90.
See,
maybe.
Who knows? What you do... You go to McDonald's and you just buy your drinks because you can get a large soft drink for a dollar. I've done that before.
Any size for a dollar.
I've bought meal at Steak and Shake, and then I got a combo without a drink because it's like $2 more or $3 more. And then I drive and I wait in a separate line with my Steak and Shake food just to get a soda, and then I go back to the store.
Well, yeah, but I mean that's if you're going around.
Yeah,
but I mean if you're eating out like at a place.
Yeah, I guess so.
You get a series of flasks.
the boys are drinking out of flasks. I get that.
Or everyone wears a Camelback or something.
Ooh,
we got to think around.
Well,
this.
You know what? There was a teenage girl
at
the water park.
Camel toe.
Not unlike.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a girl who had a Camelback.
In the pool area?
Yeah.
Like she was swimming with it on?
No, she didn't, but she had it like when she was going from like...
Huh.
And it's like a camel toe. You see those at the pool a lot sometimes.
Dustin's struggling. He's
hell-bent on a camel toe. You know what? We're going to give it to you. You got it.
You want one more?
Can we just comment on how disgusting public pools are?
It's like you guys have read the show notes.
You find dirty toenails in there sometimes.
Look. The next one says...
You know damn well I can't read. Put that down.
The next one says water slides...
No, it doesn't.
Water slides versus the wave pool.
Oh, I saw
this. This is why this is working out so well. Because I know what you're thinking. Whether it's a dirty toenail falling off or you complaining about Russian lemonade.
Okay.
Mellow yellow.
So we go to a fucking water park that has extremely awesome water slides of all kinds. Mm-hmm. You can go on a single... tube water
slide. Do they
have
a lazy river?
They have a lazy river.
Wave pool.
They have the hurricane water slide.
They have a crack den.
I'm sure they do.
A crack den?
Yeah.
They have those in water parks?
But listen.
I'm out of the game.
Have you been
guys.
On a water slide?
I've been out of the game for a while.
On crack? It is insane.
So we have all these options. What do the kids want to spend 95% of the time where they want to spend it at?
Playing pinball.
No.
Snack bar.
No, the fucking wave pool. When you can go to a wave pool.
Yeah, you can do it in your bathtub if you want to make
right.
a mess.
We can go to Rockford. There's a wave pool. You know, it's not as big as this one, but it's an indoor wave pool. We're here for intense water slides, tubes, speed. We're here for speed.
That's why we go to the Dells.
We're here for speed. And what do? They just sit in the fucking stand in the water slide. I mean, the wave pool and punch the waves when they come by. They don't even get. You give them a raft. Say here,
punch it. Punch the wave pool.
Punch that wave pool. You give them a raft to get on it, so when the wave pool starts, they can just flop around. No, they don't want anything to do with that. They just want to stand and punch waves.
Did you break down the cost of each punch too?
Well, I would have made good money then because they sat there for 3/4 of the time just punching them. So my kids don't understand that when you're in Wisconsin Dells, it's time to get in those tubes and fucking do it. They did ride the hurricane. They did ride the hurricane, which pretty much...
That was that big round thing with the funnel?
It's like a funnel. You go about 8 stories up.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
And you get on a 4-man tube. You slide and you go through this big tube. It's kind of dark. And it's not too bad, right? Do-do-do-do-do. And all of a sudden...
Do-do-do-do?
And then all of a sudden it fucking drops. Like, your raft is not touching anything, and it drops into this cone.
So there's, like, yellow and brown water coming out at the end of the
Dude, I they're playing thunder, like, a thunder track, like, the whole time, like, because it's kind of
like Willy Wonka's boat ride in there.
Yeah, and we're standing there for an hour in line, so, you know, the whole time, every set of stairs we get up, Eli's just fucking gnawing on his fingers, like, freaking out, nervous. I'm like, this is just, you know, they just do this, make the sound to scare you. Okay, I'm like, this is when you're going to become a man. you know? And I had my back to me. I had my back to the drop-off, but I knew it was coming because I've been on it before. And to see those two's face, one's 9 and one's 7,
yeah.
When they saw that drop,
the
they were just
old
like,
fuck face.
They were just like, yeah. Because two years ago when we went, my oldest went on it, and I never heard him cuss. He was 16 at the time. I had never heard him say a cuss word. He saw that drop-off and went, shit! It was awesome. So they went on it. They became manly. We did spend some time with the Johnsons. We hung out with them for one of the nights. So,
and you did an episode of S&M Radio too. Is that right?
Oh yes, but I was going to do that on my plugs thing.
Okay, well forget that then.
All right, fuck you then.
Premature plugs.
Premature plugs.
I gotta tell you, I'd love to get like a cup of the water from one of those water parks and just have it analyze. Someone would. I mean, it's what 5% water, chlorine, urine.
There's a lot of chlorine.
It's a lot of water. It's as much water as like Hawaiian punch is fruit juice. You know, like that kind of
percent.
Yeah, yeah.
Grody.
Because you know, all those kids are peeing in that pool. They don't want to get out. They are peeing.
And some of the adults too.
Oh,
I remember being like 12 and being like, "Let's see if I can do it."
As long as you don't see any baby Ruth floating in the in the pool,
it's not so bad. The chlorine killed all the bacteria from it, so let's do it.
Ugh.
All
right.
So that was my trip.
Sounds fun.
Thanks.
This is IBWIP, and I am the voice, and I have the news. ESPN Stuart Scott dies at age 49 after long battle against cancer. Any sports fan of a certain age will always remember Stuart Scott's catchphrases.
Booyah!
Exactly. I'll get to that one later.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Premature booyahs now.
He used to say premature booyah? That was one of his...
He goes in for the dunk, premature booyah!
Some, yeah, most women don't like a premature booyah all over.
Molly wants it as quickly as possible.
Hurry up. Give me the booyah, quick.
Scott died. We're laughing about this man dying.
He's dead.
He died at age 49 after a long battle with cancer, ESPN reported Sunday morning. The sad news brought an outpouring of grief and memories from sports fans who will remember Scott as one of the most memorable and influential sports center anchors in ESPN's long history. When Scott first appeared on the network a little more than two decades ago, joining the company in 93 for the launch of ESPN2, The Deuce, his unique style was an instant hit. He became famous for phrases like,
"Booyah!"
That was one of them, and "Cool is the other side of the pillow," which I believe I was described as the last episode.
And that was before or after she was going to describe you as a drunk driver.
Yeah, that was after. Despite becoming one of the most famous names at the network, people who knew him spoke how gracious, friendly, and down-to-earth he was. The messages that filled social media on Sunday, including many from the NFL community, reflected on the man that Scott was. That's how I found out about it. It was like I had 10 friends posting stuff on Facebook.
That's how I find... If anybody dies anymore, that's how I find out is Facebook, because I'm not watching TV.
Yeah.
And just all of a sudden, you know, usually it's a hoax. If it's only like two posts, it's a hoax because they figure it out by then.
Right.
But if it's continual, I'm like, oh, he really died. But I didn't know. I don't think I even knew he had cancer.
Oh, really? Yeah, they had a...
I thought he just had a wandering eye.
Yeah, well, he had that too. I don't think those were related, though.
Yeah. They were mutually exclusive.
Yeah, they had a award show, like the ESPYs or something, not too long ago, and they honored him at it.
Well, and I didn't.
That was the last I'd seen him on TV.
He'd been getting pretty bad, I guess.
Yeah.
But what I found interesting is today I was watching ESPN, and a lot of the commentators did an amazing job. Of course, for a living, they talk for a living, but they did an amazing job of expressing like their relationship with him and stuff like that. And there was a one segment that they did, and it was all these people talking about him in the past tense. It happened yesterday.
Yeah, there's so they had
a prepared one.
That's weird.
And I'm just like, well, is that what the world's come to? Like,
right.
We know you're going to die because you have cancer, so we're going to go ahead and record this because you're getting really bad right now.
Yeah.
I've seen that on sitcoms before, where like a celebrity on the sitcom or like a news person on the sitcom, they'll show them like acting as though someone had died, and then like they'll go through the different ways they could have died, like jokingly. But that is an actual example of that happening, and I've never seen that before.
Well,
it's really bizarre.
One of the magazines recently got slipped up and like printed an article about one of the movie stars who putting out about his obituary.
Oh yeah, I
Douglas,
think I saw
the
that.
Douglas guy.
Yeah.
Kirk Douglas.
Yeah,
because he's like in his 90s.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
but he's alive, isn't he?
But they printed it on accident and stuff. So
someone,
because they have my point of that is they have them written out already. They have them all prematurely done, so that way they can be the first ones to get them out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you're finding out about things on Twitter before you're hearing it on the news, everyone wants to be the first. So why not have them preloaded? I guess.
Right. So I think for the next episode, we should all record each other's obituaries.
Oh, okay.
That way, in case anyone dies,
it's a new segment called. What's it called? No?
Booyah!
Premature booyah.
Premature booyah. Hey, before the next episode, let me remind you.
Hey, everybody. Mushmouth from Fat Albert just walked in.
Let me remember to move this camera because you're having a lot of trouble with your right hand. I didn't realize.
Obacabra.
Okay, next news story.
Fabba Abba? All right, the next story. Drunk guy and street sweeper leads police on low speed chase. And no. It wasn't me. Before you even say it.
Hey, I'm okay.
He just wanted some candy.
What?
According to the New York Post, that's what drunk Brooklyn man told authorities after leading them on a thrilling 5-minute, 35-mile-per-hour street sweeper chase on Thursday. He works for a company doing this, and he has no license, a police source told the paper. He said he was going to buy candy and got lost. 48-year-old Jerry Mitchell's altered sense of direction might explain why cops found the street cleaner in Nassau County, some 20 miles away from the Brooklyn Mall, where employees reportedly saw Mitchell doing donuts earlier that evening.
20 miles away.
Mitchell now faces charges of aggravated DWI and aggravated unlicensed operation. It is unknown whether he was able to find that candy.
I'm no math magician, but I think if you're hiring someone to drive a vehicle, the first question is, hey, do you have a driver's license? And the answer in this case would have been no if they had asked.
Yeah.
How do you get that far? I mean, because I've,
Hey, a man who is determined to get some Sour Patch Kids.
candy is addictive.
Right. But I don't have a job, and I've been asked a lot of dumb questions in hopes of getting a job.
Right.
But nobody has said, hey, you want to be a street sweeper? There's no need to have a driver's license. 20 miles is a long way for candy. I can drive across the street and get candy.
He's trying to find like the banana moon pie. That's a tough one to find.
The five minute police chase is what catches me. Like, because he was going 35 miles an hour. How slow did these cops have to drive for 5 minutes to corner him off?
I was watching Grand Theft Auto gaming videos today, and they get there a lot quicker than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
How did that turn out for you? Watching Grand Theft Auto.
They're hilarious.
Okay.
They're hilarious. They're hours of fun.
It's a good game.
I've never played it. I don't like first person games.
It's like watching them.
This one certain guy, he's does really good.
Oh, you're one of the PewDiePie fan, the people that they did a whole South Park episode. People that kids watch people playing video games and they make fun of them. You're one of those.
Yikes.
I wasn't making fun of him. This guy's funny.
It's enjoyment.
No, yeah, it's a comedy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I'll put a link up. It's Neebs Gaming.
Neebs Gaming.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
All right.
Man gets owned attempting to be more macho than cartoon character. I actually watched this earlier before I came over.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay, and you've seen it.
I've seen it
so
as well.
I don't have to show it to anybody. I can look at it myself.
Yeah.
Sure. Here is a video of a man challenging a Disney character actor, the character Gaston, from Beauty and the Beast.
He's going to be... Blake's putting the link in the show notes as well, in case you guys haven't seen it.
To do a push-up contest, and he loses. Badly.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to try to act like a badass in front of a cartoon character, in front of all these people,
yeah,
you better know you're going to win.
Yeah. I will say that it was a human being and not an actual right. cartoon character.
Yeah.
That was doing push-ups.
Saw a food, he said, I had three beers.
Yeah.
I know.
Son, I heard you tell
a
food,
what's that?
You're pretty strong? You think you're pretty strong?
No, who told you that?
I think I'm stronger.
No, I'm the strongest man.
I don't know.
I'm stronger than me.
This guy has like almost fake looking muscles.
Yeah.
But they're after seeing this, they're like, oh, those are probably real.
Yeah, and his hair is fake. His hair is like a black plastic dome.
And evidently this guy, a lot of people really like this guy who plays this character, because he was part of another viral video where this little girl told him off. And
oh,
she was
I heard
like,
about this.
Belle's going to marry the Beast and
like,
not you.
The Beast wins
yeah, like
or
she put him in his place or whatever. But yeah, like everybody loves, they're like, they better never let this guy go because for being a villain character, everybody loves, like he does a good job.
And to be honest, this isn't a guy who challenges him. It's a teenage kid.
Is it a teenage kid? I don't
it's
know.
A teenage
yeah, it kind
kid.
Of looks like it, but you know, he starts busting out the one hand. His form's a little suspect, but it almost looks like he's humping
the
ground. But
the kid is he's got muscles. So
what's the challenge today, boy? push-up contest. Oh, we have a push-up contest. Okay. Boy,
your butthead laughing in the background.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it.
Wait, where's the prize at?
Surprise.
Let's see.
Obvious.
Okay. She's a volunteer. Just so you know, she can't cook and clean. Go.
Okay. Don't talk about my wife like that.
the married teenager.
So the guy's doing, the character guy, what's his?
He starts doing them double time.
Yeah, he's doing like seven to this guy's two.
Yeah.
But like you said, Dustin,
his
form is suspect. Yeah. He's doing a lot of pelvis fucking. Uh-huh. He's not really going. His body
he's
is.
He's giving the ladies a show.
Yeah, his body's not going down.
It's enough to fool the crowd, and essentially most of the people who probably watch this.
Right, and it makes it, he have to work a lot less because the other kid has great form. He obviously played high school football.
Really dissecting his form.
Yeah, all that guy's doing is pelvic thrusts.
Yeah, he's like, this is what you want me to be doing to you right now, ladies. You see this? This is my one-handed bump and grind.
This is why all the 40-year-old women that have three screaming kids up to this point are screaming and yelling in delight because this is the only satisfaction they're getting at all from this $7,000 trip to Disney World.
Yeah.
I would love to hear an interview with one of those characters, someone who plays that. Because you know how, like, it's like a Nazi Germany situation at Disney where they beat these characters into you. You
right.
always have to smile. You have to be pitch perfect all the
it's
time.
It's like Clockwork Orange. They, like, you know, right. pry their right. eyes open, show right. them videos.
You can't break the wall.
Not at all. And this guy is killing it. He is kicking some ass.
And you can't chew gum there.
I didn't know that.
You can't chew gum.
It's crazy.
So yeah, the lesson is don't challenge a man whose job is to portray the strongest man in town to do a push-up contest.
That's good logic.
He even tried warning him at the beginning.
Yeah, he's like, don't fuck with me.
Yeah,
you saw his muscles though, right? It looked like someone put oranges in his sleeves.
Oh yeah, at first I was like, what is going on in this
video?
Yeah,
they may be like a lining, but I'm sure he's got
I refuse to believe it.
Really? Yeah.
I watched it about 8 times, and I was really looking at it. I think he's chiseled. I'm in.
Kind of like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else? Or?
We had one final story. We got time for it?
I got all fucking day.
All right. Well, there's a KKK billboard featuring a puppy. Little girl claims, not racist. Think white pride is racist? Well, guess again, bozo. Because noted racism experts, the Ku Klux Klan, say it isn't. And they have the adorable stock photos to prove it. It's all explained by a new KKK-funded billboard that recently went up in Harrison, Arkansas. It's not racist to heart your people, argues the cutesy ad for whatprodradio.com.
God, why didn't we do that one instead?
Yeah.
We would have so many more listeners.
I mean, the show, the format should change to White Pride Radio. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, boy.
Maybe we can get on this one. No, that's just... That's
I don't know if we want to deal with those sponsors.
No.
I have
trouble enough as it is.
It's all teeth whitening stuff.
It's not just the Klan who thinks so either. I don't see it as being any kind of racism sign. Fayetteville resident Yolanda Riggins told KOLR. Well, Yolanda says it's okay. I'm satisfied.
That's my only prerequisite. Whenever I see any kind of sign or any kind of writing that I think might be racist, I say, "Hey, Yolanda."
What would Yolanda
ooh-wee,
do? Bracelets.
Ooh-wee. Yolanda. Everybody else.
If she says
that jam?
If she says it's okay, then I'm like, I don't care what happens.
Yeah. Follow Yolanda on Twitter. We'll put her link up in the show notes as well. Ku Klux Klan. I mean,
booyah.
Perhaps the one of the origins of racism in this country.
Well, and they're having troubles as it is right now. I saw another.
Aww.
That's weird.
I saw another thing on Facebook that a white supremacist couple were given a black sperm donor thingy, and so their baby's going to be part black.
Oh boy!
Good for them.
Mm. Like someone did that intentionally, or
I didn't read it because I thought this is disgusting.
You just read the headline.
I just read the headline.
See, my point proven.
Yep, I said, Yolanda, is this okay? She's like, yeah, it seems to be okay.
It's
alright.
It's alright.
You describe all my conversations with
not
people.
Not racist.
What was that?
Not racist.
Hold on, one more time.
That's my Yolanda.
One more time.
Or are we trying to record my bit here?
We're getting a drop, right? Go ahead.
Not racist.
Oh, it was better when you used your little finger thing.
Sorry. Now, if you gentlemen will excuse me, I got to go get in my street sweeper and go buy some candy.
Right. We'll see you in about 35 minutes. We're going to walk to catch you. All right, folks. Recently, along with Stuart Scott passing, there was another more famous person.
Comes in threes.
Oh.
Two and a half.
That's why we need to do our obituaries. We need to record our obituaries tonight just in case.
That's right.
God, I'll feel horrible if one of us dies. Unless it's me. But little Jimmy Dickens, Grand Ole Opry star, who it was, I think, one of the last remaining.
I think he was the last, the oldest living.
Of the original.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw him a couple years ago at Muddy Roots. And so, I had the chance to see him. You know, he was known because he called little Jimmy Dickens because he was super, super short.
Yeah. That's why I said two and a half.
The guitar was fucking huge. You know, compared, you know.
Smallest one they had.
But, exactly. But he came on stage and, you know, he was, you know, I guess he was 94 when he died, so he probably was 92 when he did this performance. You know, and he had the rhinestones on and the big hat. And
did he wear a nudie suit or mm-hmm. whatever?
Yeah, he had his nudie suit on, and he'd sing a song, tell about four jokes, So it kind of brought you back to that original Cradle Opry kind of, you know.
What is a nudie suit?
Oh, Graham Parsons' Flying Burrito Brothers. They were like the guy that made him. His last name was Nudie.
Yeah,
so he wasn't wearing a flesh.
No, it was not a flesh
sort of
covered.
Like his bare naked body
little
was adorned
Jim,
with
little Jimmy
gems.
Dickens is out, and yeah, no.
Hank Williams had him too.
It's like rhinestones.
Okay. They're very bold looking. They're suits, but they have a lot of rhinestones.
Okay.
Ornamentation like Graham Parsons had a bunch of marijuana leaves and prescription pills and stuff sewn on to his.
So
Wilco's worn them.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of him recently, so I have an idea what you're talking about. And I think they said that did he just perform at the Opry like 2 weeks ago?
Probably, yeah.
And then,
he went to the hospital like on Friday, I think.
Yeah.
So. But to pay homage to little Jimmy Dickens, we're going to play one of my favorite songs of his called Take an Old Tater and Wait.
I recently had to put my aunt to sleep. She wouldn't stop listening to episode 154 of IBWIP. Available now on iTunes. And in your kitchen sink.
What was wrong with 154? Do you remember that episode? It was that bad.
Until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good but chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait. We'll be right back.
would come to stay a while with us, I would have to slip around and raise a little fuss, in fear that I would spill the beans or break the china plate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good, but chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny weights, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait. Leave me the bun. The feet and neck were all that's left upon the china plate. It makes you pretty darn weak to take an old cold tater and wait. Well, taters never did taste good, but chicken on a plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and
a new year, a new list of resolutions. First, contact the show at blake@ibwip.com. Then listen to all the classic episodes in reverse alphabetical order on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio, and ibwip.com. And finally, subscribe to all of our social media outlets, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. How many more are you going to get on, Blake?
About 7.
Good.
Tinder.
Yeah. And like us on Tinder. Swipe right on Tinder. Do these three things and ensure that 2015 will be one for the ages.
Mississippi River, follow all the highway signs. There's a sweet little brown-eyed woman down there, and I'm gonna make her mine. I ain't gonna let a little swamp stop me, oh, nothing gonna get in my way. I wanna let that bayou swallow me up and listen to the fiddle play. I'm gonna listen to the fiddle play. Got me a Cajun persuasion way back in the woods. Got me a Cajun persuasion.
That was Cajun Persuasion by BR549.
You know my favorite BR549 song?
No.
Hey, Holina. Hey, Holina.
I like Cajun Percussion, which is what it says that song was called, but it's not.
Persuasion.
Cajun Percussion.
I'm going to fire that goddamn secretary of ours. She's not for shit.
Which is just, you know, like...
It's me. Just me.
I'm just trying to figure out what Cajun percussion is. Like, what do they use?
Can you give us an example of what you think that might be? Just like beatbox it?
No, a steel drum. I can't...
Yeah, the little pan thing.
Yeah.
That's about as close... maybe like a washboard?
What would that sound like? I like that. You know what? Send B4975 an email. Tell them that's what it should be. That's our next song.
Sorry. My fault.
Booyah!
All right, folks, it's that time again. We've gotten a lot of success so far with a lot of companies who have sent us some vape juice. And I'm really trying to get companies like, you know, small, like pocket, like craft custom stuff, not just like, you know, Space Jam. Everybody's had Space Jam.
Space Jam?
Everybody's heard of Space Jam.
I've not heard of it.
Yeah, with Bugs Bunny.
Right.
And
MJ.
Michael Jordan.
Isn't Bill Murray in it, too?
But tonight, on this segment, we give it to the little guys.
Yeah.
The guys.
Little Jimmy Dickens.
The guys that take quality in making.
I'm the king of the callback.
Help out the mom and pops out there.
Mom and pops, you know, the designer stuff. High end.
That's right.
Because we're high end, right?
Debatable.
Yeah. All right, so again, I'm using my Nautilus Mini with my E-Power 2 tonight, and we have Precious Pony Juice.
Precious.
My precious.
Me wants it.
That was really good and scary. They're straight out of Nashville, Tennessee. So,
hey, Nash
so can
Vegas.
You, can you do that accent with like, but with like a little southern drawl?
Precious Pony Juice from Nashville.
No, I can't.
Okay.
They're going to love that.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Hobbits is love vaping.
All right. Hobbits is love vaping. They basically... Okay, all right, let's get down to that.
They do smoke a lot, don't they, the Hobbits?
They do. They have their pipes and all that.
God,
yeah.
What an untapped market.
Yeah. Hobbit vaping.
Middle Earth
Hobbit
vapes.
Vaping.
Hobbit vaping.
God, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
Somebody needs to come out with that line of vapes. The Hobbit brand. Anyway, all right, let's get back to it.
Potatoes.
Precious juice. Precious pony juice. They come in two different types, the standard and the drip edition.
Of course.
All right, so the standard is 50-50 PGVG.
What does any of this
I
mean?
I knew what you were going to say. What is PGVG?
Well, I'll just read this card then. PG, propylene glycol, and VG, vegetable glycol. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's nagging cold.
So quit asking me technical questions.
Well, now we know what that means.
But the drip is the 3070. And they sent me four different 30-milliliter bottles. So these guys, you know, they didn't send me those little fucking janky ones. They sent me some nice big-ass bottles. But it is the drip. Yeah, let's put it on there. Let's be professional about it. And, oh, perfect. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the different flavors. There's four main flavors that they have. I'll read you the profiles. The camera's not on you anymore, douchebag. Nope. All right, so first they have Easy as Pie, P-I.
I get it.
It's math, you know, math.
Precious Pony.
All right, so this Easy as Pie is a freshly baked apple pie in a graham cracker crust with brown sugar sprinkled on top. And let me tell you, I read that and I thought to myself, there's no way they're going to get the brown sugar on top.
How come it tastes so good?
How come it tastes so... That's what I want to know. I want to know how these companies...
Just like a young girl should.
Jeez.
Okay.
Blake, I really want to thank you for promoting our Precious Pony products. If you could leave the pedophilia out of it, though, we'd really appreciate it.
It doesn't really coincide with our marketing scheme.
It's not a marketing plan, though.
Yeah. But we had some of that. Then a nice piece, which, you know, hey, it's a big, fat, and rich slice of coffee liqueur.
Jacques Liqueur.
Jacques Liqueur.
What is the name
infused
of this one again?
Cake.
That's a new character.
It's a nice piece.
A nice piece.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a slice of coffee liqueur infused cake. And so I'm not a big coffee guy. The liqueur is this, I've had it before, and like, yeah. You know, and I'm like, not so much. I opened it up.
I don't like coffee beers, so I get
Yeah, I opened it up and I went, huh, that smells like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
But my brother is a big coffee drinker. He came over. He just started vaping recently. So I was like, here, you know, fill this tank up and tell me what you think, you know? And he smelled, you know, he opened up and he smelled, oh, this smells great. I'm like, I don't think so. But that just goes to show you that just because I say it's good means it's good.
Yes.
Basically. But my brother, he loved that one.
They can accommodate anyone's tastes.
But my favorite was the Susie Sweet and Cream. And that's what we got right here, a bottle. Let's have our man show it up again here. Can you label? Can you bring up close to the camera there? All right. Until we get some better. Okay, thank you. But this is a zesty orange raspberry champagne with a slice of cheesecake on the side.
Champagne.
So let me. That's what I have in here right now. This is my favorite one. So let me.
That's what you're hearing, folks. The sweet sucking of the vape.
Just like a podcasting god should.
It's nice and it's got a nice fog on it. I like it.
Is this the first time you've used this one?
No, this is my favorite one. I've done all of them, but except this one right here.
Calopsia?
Yeah, Calopsia. I didn't do Calopsia because it's a rich mixed drink with a dark, complex brandy, smooth Irish cream, and a hint of diffusion.
You'll get there. You'll get there.
I'm not a big brandy guy, you know? So
would your brother try it?
Probably. He's a big fucking drunk, but no. So those are the flavors. Again, Susie Sweet Creamy is my favorite, just like I like my women, sweet and creamy.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
The standard is available in 0, 6, 12, and 18 milligrams, which is a good range. And then the drip edition, which is what we have, the 0, 3, and 6 milligrams. So, and I'm on 6 milligrams. So... thank you, Precious Pony Vape Juice, for sending those to us. You can go online if you want to buy it online. Which Dustin, I'm sure you're gonna go buy some.
I don't smoke. I don't vape.
You don't vape? All right. Well, vape.
I'm gonna start.
Well, if you want to, you go to NashvilleVapor.com. That's NashvilleVapor.com.
I'm writing it down.
I just buy candy on my street sweeper.
And then if you're wanting to look into wholesale, is it wholesale or wholesale?
Yes, wholesale. Wholesale.
That's right. Like a prostitute.
We really need to work on this, guys.
Precious Pony Juice. Wholesale.
Hey, we're hoeing ourselves out, right?
Huh?
We're hoeing ourselves out for this wonderful product?
Sure. But... what do you? Hold on, one more time. No, these guys are good. These guys are good. Hold on.
No, you obviously like. You've been smoking it nonstop since we started.
Right.
We offer wholesale.
Someone get this guy a lozenge.
Right, exactly.
That's usually my job. I have to go find the lozenges. Right.
So, and like I said, this is a premium blend. This isn't just your house blend that you get anywhere at a local vape shop. This is a premium blend. $7.50 for a 10 milligram.
That's not bad.
$22 for this.
Yeah.
That's a bargain. You know how long this would take me to finish this off?
Like 100 years?
We have little bottles at the shop, and those are like $10.
Yeah, and those are, and that's a crappy brand.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
These are premium brands. So thank you to Precious Pony Juice. We look forward to working with you in the future. And again, check them out. And yeah, Nashville. So they got to be kind of cool, right?
Of course.
Yes.
It'd be really cool. So thanks again, guys, for sending it over to us. We're going to vape the shit out of this. That's all I got. That's all I got. Oh.
An outro?
Sorry. I can't do everything.
Would you at least try? I love Johnny Cash. He's the best.
I was listening to Hank III at work earlier today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Straight to Hell? Not a fan?
Huh?
Not a fan?
Straight to Hell was the peak.
Okay.
Everything before that was good.
Yeah.
And everything since then has been shit.
Gotcha.
And
at least he's a nice guy, though, right?
He's a fucking asshole. But
have you seen that documentary that he's in? The Wild, Wonderful Whites?
The Whites. Yeah.
They're a
fucking rowdy bunch.
Yeah.
But, what was I going to say? Oh, it's kind of like his dad. His dad fell off the mountain, never made a good record after that.
I never really listened to Junior.
I like everything pre Falling Off the Mountain.
Yeah.
And with Hank 3, in my opinion, yeah, because like Straight to Hell, like he had most of those songs everybody had heard before they came out.
Right.
You know, because he's a big bootleg guru guy.
I think Damn Right Rebel Proud's okay.
No, it's horrible.
Rebel Within. Yeah.
It's just they go downhill.
And then he got his own label and started putting out metal albums and stuff.
Yeah.
That is
you faded out before I till the end of.
Yeah, you haven't heard the outro yet. It's all that. It's a new segment called "Cause I Said So." We thought that song appropriate because it's a parenting segment.
Yeah.
All three of us.
Figure.
We thought Blake and I have been talking about this segment for a while, where we give parenting advice.
Yeah,
we haven't done it because it sounds horrible.
Yes,
but we're.
And finally, we have an episode where it's three fathers are on the show.
My three dads.
That's right. I'll be the ghost from the first one. You remember that ghost? I can't tell your reaction sometimes when you're mid vape. I don't know how to read it.
All right, so basically, I picked up three scenarios.
All right.
And since we're all fathers, I thought we could just discuss each of the scenarios and how we would handle them, because parenting can either be different, because we're all I'm older than you guys. I'm
pretty much older.
Older,
yeah.
Older
much,
children.
Much older.
Older. I've been a parent longer. But you have a girl. I don't have girls. You have a girl. I don't have girl.
Yeah.
So I thought, hey, this would be a train wreck. So let's do it.
Of course.
Well, hold on. Right. How old's your daughter, Dustin?
She's going to be turning 13 in March.
She's 13. Yeah. We're the same age.
Yeah.
She's 13. My daughter will be 9 in February.
Okay. And my youngest is 7. Middle one is 9. And then my oldest is 18. So
we got a lot of range here.
So yeah. Whatever I say is what you should do.
Okay. So this this segment is
he's
just
got,
called.
He's got
Blake
five.
Said
he's
so.
Got 5 years on me. So
Blake fucking said so. All right, here we go. And we'll since there's three of them, we'll let each one of us start with our opinions first, because I don't want anybody to be skewed.
Thank you.
All right. So Dustin, we're going to go with you first. Okay.
Okay.
Your thoughts are: how would you handle this situation? Your kid has money that he got like for Christmas, about $100. She got.
Okay.
Okay? To spend because you're going on vacation.
Okay.
All right.
Where are we going? Is that important to the story?
No.
Okay.
How do you, quote unquote, help them decide what things they should buy as opposed to being wasted of money? What would you go into the gift shop?
Uh-huh.
At,
I just tell her everything she likes is stupid. You don't need that. That's stupid. What's wrong with you?
Why would you pick such a thing? But, you know.
You need to put your money in the bank. Not try to feed the birds for a tuppence a bag. And then I sing a song.
Where are you going that their tuppence is the currency? This is important to the story, Blake.
We're visiting
Mary Poppins
Town.
Yeah,
we're visiting our friend Bert the Chimney Sweep. He paints some nice sidewalk chalk. Mm-hmm. And she's always like,
"You,
Poppins. I just want to feed the birds."
you always go so far away from where we're at.
My British daughter wants to feed the birds.
Jason?
Same scenario.
Your mother gives your daughter $100 because you're about ready to go on vacation.
Oh, wow.
So you go to a souvenir store, and you know they have a lot of shit there. They have a lot of shit that you don't need.
Yeah.
So do you say, this is a good opportunity to teach her how to spend money wisely, or do you just say, we're on vacation, or my grandma, you know, their grandma gave her the money, fuck it, what do you do?
Boy, I think age plays a role here,
mm-hmm.
because my daughter doesn't have a real great concept of money, so right. I would probably try to steer her in the direction of things that are more inexpensive by making her still feel like she can get anything she wants, but I would casually kind of try to persuade her to get cheaper things and then maybe save some of that money, because again, she doesn't like right now she wants to buy an iPad mini, and she's got a couple $100 saved up, and I said, well, let's find a good deal somewhere, maybe a refurbished one, get it as cheap as we can so we can save some money. And she's all about that. So try to save some money and get a good deal, too, I think is what I would go
for. I talked to my daughter out of one of her main Christmas presents that she was wanting because it was impractical. So she was saying she wanted it's not a Polaroid because that doesn't exist anymore, but it was like a Polaroid camera. I'm like, you realize you have a really nice camera in your cell phone already. She's like, yeah, but I can print pictures. I'm like, okay, the film for that is like $20 for 20 photos. And as many selfies as you take with your friends, like, you're going to blow through those 20 photos super fast. If one doesn't turn out, that's a dollar wasted.
Yep.
So I'm like, you're going to have to spend $20 every time you want. She's like, yeah, you're right. I'm like, see?
Yeah.
I just saved myself $80 for buying a camera and got her something else.
What right. Who's making that now? It's not Polaroid?
I can't remember what the company was, but yeah, she sent me a link. And because I told her, I was like, those don't exist anymore. Polaroid went out of business.
Don't be stupid.
Yes, don't be stupid.
It is funny that people wanting that tangible thing is back on the rise now, and that is kind of a popular thing.
In The Walking Dead, we were watching the marathon the other day. The Walking Dead, the guy, the Asian guy,
Glenn,
was up in his little loft with his old lady, and he was taking pictures. And he must have taken a Polaroid from when they went to the store with the. Yeah, so. But
yeah, there you go.
I had the situation.
It's trending.
Yeah, the reason why I brought
Who's
this up.
Who's going to develop film in the zombie apocalypse? Like, Polaroid's the way to go if you're taking pictures in a zombie apocalypse.
Right.
There's no photo mats anywhere.
Well, this scenario came up because, you know, they had gotten money for Christmas because my family all knew that we were going on vacation. So, you know, to help us as well make it a good, you know, they're like, oh, here.
You had two boys of similar age to contend with.
Right, so. And 7 and 9, and they still think that, like, $3 is a shitload of money and they can buy anything.
Right.
So for me, and the part I have a problem with is the arcade. You know, I have a very difficult time because they'll just go up to something, swipe it, play it for 2 seconds, and, like, you didn't get your dollars worth out of that game, you know.
I thought you meant because you like playing pinball so much.
Well, they didn't have it.
Blow so much.
Right, I used up all their money. So, you know, and they still are buying stuffed animals, and I have a problem with that. I think that they're too old to be buying them.
My sister had a huge stuffed animal collection.
Yeah, so, and I just like, you guys are, you know. So I was trying to politely steer them toward different stuff, and I even said, hey, you know, if you save some of this, you know, you can get stuff later on. You know, the first night they were like in the arcade, like, put more money on my car, boom, you know, and I'm like, you got to be here.
It was their version of Vegas.
Right, yeah, you know? Exactly.
It was without cards. The hookers and blow.
It was little kid Vegas.
Or maybe with.
Maybe with. Who knows? In the Dells. What happens in the Dells stays in the Dells. Mellow yellow.
Okay, Jason, we're going to start you off.
Yes.
Your child comes home from school and has been bullied. How do you handle it?
Bullying over the past couple of years, I think, has really gotten a bad rap. And I know that sounds shitty to say, but I think bullying to a degree builds character in kids. And many kids these days have no. And I hate people say that.
Wasn't that one of the things that grind your gears?
Nah, I think that was Brett's heartthrob, the Heartland heartthrob. Brett Collin hated that shit. People are getting more and more soft, I feel, and you look at someone cross-eyed and they're going to cry the fucking blues. I think people need a little bit of grit, and sometimes, I mean, there are dicks out there, and sometimes those dicks grow up to be very nice people, but if they bully a few people and give people some grit in the meantime, I think some of that is helpful to a kid.
We wouldn't be here where we are right now if we hadn't all been bullied at some point.
That's right. That's exactly.
We wouldn't be sitting here.
We wouldn't be sitting here podcasting.
That's right.
So, that's what made us the men we are today.
Right. The successful entrepreneurs that we are is because we had our faces rubbed in dirt.
Or poop.
And threatened with swirlies.
I think, like you said, Jason, I think the term bullying has been blown out of proportion to cover every single thing. Now, when I was a kid, if someone was bullying you, they were meeting you, you know, they were
literally kicking your
ass. And you know, and punching you and pushing you and knocking you down, not just calling you names. You know, we call that like taunting maybe, but we didn't call it bullying.
I would want to know specifically what the scenario was. And if it was name calling or, you know, something small, it'd be like, okay, that's fine. You know, deal with it. If you have to talk to the teacher about it, that's fine. But I think it'll probably be okay. Just stay away from that person. But if it turns, it's like she comes home and she's like, hey, this guy, like, you know, he scratched me or someone pushed me down or was beating on me, that's something else.
Do you go straight to the authorities or do you have tried to talk her into ways of taking care of it when it gets to that level?
First offense that is more like a violent offense, I'd say, hey, go talk to your teacher about it right away. And if it happens again and I hear about it, then I would go talk to the teacher. Or maybe I'd show up at the kid's doorstep with a blackjack. You don't know.
Do you think that having daughters, Dustin, do you think having daughters makes you handle it differently than if you had sons?
Maybe, because, yeah, like my parents gave me a free pass that they said if anybody, you know, gives me a problem physically, you're like, you have our permission to
right.
dish it right back.
You have Johnny Law's permission
as
well.
I had carte blanche, you know, to whoop some ass if right. I had to. But, you know, that never happened. But what I have to consider is, you know, my daughter's a little bit older now. You got the whole social media
right.
Crap that goes to deal on. With. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like the bullying on Facebook and stuff. And my daughter does not have a Facebook profile yet. May still be a little while before she gets one. So meanwhile, she's just on Instagram posting selfies all the time, and they don't really bully too much on right. that. So yeah, it's what's kind of funny is her stepdad is a very large, intimidating figure, and I'm more of a cerebral assassin. So with the two of our Wonder Twin powers unite,
right.
If anybody,
you'll taunt the bully, yeah, like, and they'll beat the
yeah,
shit out of
we him. Could, yeah, we could do some damage with the tag team duo of her father's.
Why doesn't she have Facebook yet? Is that something that you've implemented?
No, or? I think it's more her mom's call. I just I'm like, okay, you know, I agree with it. So
do you think any of that gets too intense, or is that all just people being?
I don't know, because you know, I haven't
pussification.
I think some people. Yeah, it can go pretty far, but I think it also is if your kid is super, super thin-skinned and just doesn't know how to deal Absolutely. With stuff.
They need to be podcasters.
Yeah.
That's right.
The negative shit you hear about that. All right, last one. And I just want you to give me an age, because we're running out of time here.
Okay.
So just give me an age. What do you think, what age do you think is appropriate for you to start talking to your child about sex? Dustin.
Have they walked in on you?
No.
Okay. I would.
We're wrestling
by yourself.
Yeah.
What are you doing to yourself? Sit down. Let's talk.
It's an exercise.
I think it's different. Like you have to talk to girls earlier because of
they blossom.
The development is different. So with boys, I would say probably, I don't know, what 12.
That's 11. I was thinking 12 for girls. Uh-oh.
I got the talk in fourth grade, which I thought was a little early, but like by that age, I already knew a lot of it just from
Nation
friends.
Channel?
You have that one friend who has a little bit of knowledge already. But yeah, I think with girls, you have to talk a little older, so I'd say probably 10.
All right. Jason?
I was going to say 12. I don't know. You've apparently already had that talk.
I didn't, since she was a girl. My stepson, I had that talk with at the time, since I'm a guy, you know.
Well, for me, you know, my oldest is 18. I never had the talk. I never had a discussion with him. Okay. I'm like, he's not into girls or, I mean, he's not into.
Is he asexual?
No, he's just he.
We not into water slides.
No, this the oldest one. He really just hasn't hit any kind of sexual discovery, to my knowledge. You know, so I'll just let him go.
So he's off the hook.
He's 18 now. Hey, no. But the 9-year-old, I think you explain where things come from.
I was way curious at 9. I was way curious before 9.
See, and he's
it was because
not,
of all the 80s movies I watched.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's not. And the 7-year-old, I probably won't tell him until he's 30. I just don't want to do it. So look at us being parents.
Yeah.
How do you think that went?
Not a single dick joke in there.
I will be your hobby, your daddy. Whoa. I will be the one who loves you till the end of time.
Meow, 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 meow. I think
that was very good.
Even if that segment bails and just totally bombs and it's not good, just to play,
it buffers it with
some George Michael.
Just to, it's kind of like Punch It Up. Punch It Up is a difficult game to play, but it's just still.
Okay. Are we bringing up Careless Whisper next episode?
Careless Whisper. All right, we have one more final game before we move along here.
We should do a George Michael centric episode where it's just all intros and outros based on him and the music of Wham.
Judebug.
What game? What segment would be the jitterbug?
Well, it'd be Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. So it would be, I don't know, something like our morning routine. And, you know, like, how do we start our day? I don't know.
Write it down.
We'll have to think this one through.
All right. Yeah, like we think a lot of stuff through.
Who is you?
It's a friend of mine.
Who is you?
Is it my brother?
Who is you?
Somebody hurt my soul now.
Who is you?
I can't take this stuff no more.
Isn't this the intro?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, it's not. It wasn't. That was when we had the cards from Halloween.
That segment was called Who Is You?
Yeah, it was called Who Is
what
You?
Was,
and
we don't have a stand
character.
We
don't
have a stand character.
We don't have a stand character.
It works, it's, but you know, hey. Yeah, it wasn't the. No.
All
right, wrong game.
This is the wrong game. All right, well, this is stand character, unlike the intro had told you. So we have cards. The gentlemen do not know what character they are going to be. I tried to make it as specific as possible. They will open said card. They will read said card. And then we will begin to act out these.
We read our card out loud?
No. And then at the end, we're going to try to figure out who each other was. And it's going to be kind of difficult for me to make sure I'm getting all of the... camera angles going. So, all right. And everybody has got theirs read. And let's begin. Oh, Jesus. Come on. God damn.
Can I help you?
Yes, that very one best bunch is hamburger done not in pickle and fried.
This guy is fucking... Oh, Jesus Christ. I got meetings all day.
Please, at one number door, do you know that cooler?
Is that a button on here?
Come on, man. Some of us have got to go to a meeting. I'm important. I'm white.
Becky, I can't understand this guy.
I just want another the point with another, the gravy.
Gravy?
No gravy.
Oh, God. I don't think there's a gravy button.
Should have went to the fucking drive.
Is that a what combo number?
The value.
Hey, how do you know all the different brands of marijuana, but you can't figure out what this guy wants to eat?
$1 mendu, dada mendu, diet cola.
That, no, I don't think that's a thing.
Jesus Christ!
But be wondering. Happy meal.
I'm just going to give you a double cheeseburger.
Very good.
And a pie.
It's very good. That's it. The game is 8 seconds now.
I don't know. I thought that's probably the my problem was I thought being more detailed. I thought it was, do you want to keep going?
Not now.
It doesn't.
I think the highlight of this game might be how you wrote this card here. Can I read? Can I read
well,
what I want?
Hold
wait,
on.
Hold we'll
on.
Guess.
We're gonna. Okay. Let's first. Can anybody guess who I am?
You're the irate customer wanting to order, standing behind locks of love.
Yes, I'm the frustrated guy in line at the McDonald's who is a hungry and tired of waiting. For the person in front of him.
You were Hank Azaria staying in character or trying to order lunch.
As Apu?
Yes.
I'll read exactly what I was. Indian, in parentheses, dot, not feather, end parentheses, trying to order at McDonald's but can't be understood very well. Dot, not feather.
Well, when you say Indian in... You know, I didn't want to have to ruin the bit by you going, which one?
Yeah.
Dustin, what were you?
I was a teenager working the counter at McDonald's that really doesn't care about his job. I should have gone a little higher pitched on the voice.
Didn't care about this bit. No.
You know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, take your order.
Yeah, I can't do the squeaky voice anymore.
Right. The Greg Brady?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you give us the rundown?
Who is you?
All right.
Somebody hurt my soul now.
Who is you?
I can't take this stuff no more.
Did we each take turns singing Who Is You?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, that was the night where I was.
You wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it for some reason.
Yeah, we all sang it that episode because we played it like 15 times.
I really thought that's what
no,
it was.
No, we'll have to figure something else out. Upcoming release schedule.
Well, with the way that we might not play that game.
Oh, okay. Episode 171, Butthole Broom, is now available. Episode 172, His Name Was Waldo, is now available. Episode 173, this episode, inevitably titled From the Minds That Brought You Grown Ups 2, will be available on Friday, January 9th.
It's pretty funny.
And episode 174, our next episode, that will be available on Friday, January 16th. Now, don't forget that Saturday, January 10th, is National Houseplant Day. That thing you wanted to tell your ficus? Well, today is the day.
Now, see, that one was funny. The other one I had, maybe I just didn't get.
And remember, Wednesday, January 14th, is National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Oh boy, Rory's in for a treat. Cement the terrorist hatred for the great Satan. Put a dress on your chocolate lab.
Man, I'm
that's for you, bud.
Be hashtagging the shit out of that day.
Boxers in a dress of Instagram.
Boxers in boxers.
Yeah, there you go.
Racks on racks, yeah. Boxers in boxers.
Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags, fan feedback to Blake at IBWIP.com, and they will be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend. Help support the show.
We'd like you to tell 7 friends.
And then they tell 7 friends. And so on. And
it's
so on.
It's just like that fucking ice bucket. Dude, why can't we just our listenership just fucking blossom like that thing?
Why can't we be on the Today Show dumping buckets of
because
ice?
Because nobody's going to post a video like, look, I'm listening to IBWIP.
They should. I'll give them a free fucking koozie.
Yeah.
We do that shit. All right. Well, this is the part of the show where we go around and do the plugs. As earlier, I was recently a guest host on S&M Radio. Many of you have heard me talk about Shannon's show. Molly used to be on it. Mm-hmm. But now he does – it's all about horror movies and stuff. And it's a totally different
format
than it was. And it's really cool. And he called me up and asked me to be on. And we talked about the movie Tusk. The Kevin Smith movie. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it on here because I don't want to give any of it away because I want people to listen.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
But it's a good movie. Has to do with podcasters, so we fit in real well. So we will set up the link on the show notes. Check out me guest hosting on S&M Radio.
I've heard more and more lately about people. There's always like a local guy, it seems like, who's hosts horror movies or is like a big fan.
Oh, like back in the day, you know, your Svengoolies and
locally there's the Drunken Zombie Movie Fest, which is something local.
Guy I know named Randy that works at Acme Comics, he's one of them in charge of that.
That's right. He and then Shannon could be that guy. He could be that guy.
He is that guy.
Okay. All right. There you go. I have a plug, and it is only my shop because I am off of the dating websites.
Good.
I've eliminated them. There's nothing but garbage out there, and I'd be just scooping up the trash at the bottom of the sea, and I'm not doing that.
Fuck it.
So I'm off Plenty of Fish. I am off OkCupid. And
let fate be your matchmaker.
Okay. That sounds pretty good.
Fate never did shit for me.
I will...
Who is you?
maybe in time.
Who is
all right.
And finally, my good friend Dustin.
Hold on a second.
Sorry.
Yeah, he wasn't done. He's making a huge sweeping declaration. He's done with the dating websites.
That's it for that part of it.
He's killing a segment of our show.
The dating website's done, but check out Tazco Trade Co. on Facebook. Like us on there. We're almost at 1,000 likes. Help us get there. And then go to my website and buy all my stuff, and I will send it to your house. And you know what? If you live close enough, I'll bring it to your house myself.
He'll send nudes.
I'll send nudes if desired.
If desired. All right, Dustin, what do you have going on, my friend?
Just working, hanging out, drinking beers.
What is your beer handle on that app you're on?
Oh, on Untappd, it is D Wyckoff. That's W-I-K-O-F-F, because that's my last name. And the number 11, and that is my user handle.
Does 11 have something to do with your last name?
That's also my tag on Snapchat. If you want some wacky hijinks, I usually post some videos while we're recording episodes of behind-the-scenes shenanigans, such as children doing B-boy stance poses with locks of love. before we go live on air. So, yeah, just come see me at the record shop, and you'll probably see me out at a show or something.
All right.
Were there 10 other UTAP Wyckoffs before you? Is that why you chose 11?
No, 11's just always been my lucky number. Okay. That was my number when I played sports because I was smaller in stature, so I got a lower number. Yeah, because the jerseys are smaller.
That's sad and depressing.
Nah.
You're a lower stature.
I hit my growth spurt, you know, in high school, so.
I hit mine with my penis, and other than that.
Yeah, that's what it is. I have an 11-inch cock.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight, listening to the podcast, downloading it, streaming it, whatever that you do. I want to definitely say thank you to Precious Pony Juice. Thanks for sending the – and I hope that you don't write us and tell us that you're going to ban us from all activities. Hey, if you want to bring us to the shop down there in Nashville to do a live podcast, I'm sure
– we're game.
I'm sure I have no objections to it.
I have a lot of vacation time coming up.
So do I. It's called unemployment. But thanks to Dustin for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Braving
for the Angry Orchard.
Braving the storm?
I live in Illinois. This happens every year.
It's a surprise to everyone.
You should be used to it. Yes. Like,
what is this?
I forgot how to drive in snow.
And Jason, I want to let you know that it's obvious by the second half of the show that you should probably write more than you're writing.
Okay.
Who wrote this? Was it Blake? All right, folks. Thanks you very much for being here tonight. We love you all.
Booyah!
It's cool.
Rest
the other side
of
the pillow.
Stuart Scott.
Last year, my New Year's resolution was to lose 15 pounds. Instead, I gained IBWIP.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.